You gotta give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. You gotta laugh a little, cry a little, before the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love.
Welcome everyone to a very special edition of Community in Depth, and we are going to talk to a very special guest. We have on the phone with us today Mr. Larry McNamara, and he has recently, he's going to actually be celebrating, he and his wonderful wife, Rita, they will be celebrating 70 years of marriage. And just to put this in perspective, less than 1% of marriages in the world last for 70 years. So we want to say, number one, congratulations to you. And also, your actual anniversary date will be on November 11th, 2020, 70 years. First of all, it's going to be hard for me to call you Larry because I want to call you Mr. McNamara. Is that okay?
That's okay. I'm Larry.
So let's go back to your life. You grew up in Hastings, and so did Rita, your wife. I know you to be a very Irish man, because weren't you Irish on both sides? Your mom was a Maher?
Right. My mom was a Maher, and obviously my father was a McNamara. Oh. Rita's parents were basically Germans.
So here's the deal. I know about the Germans and the Irish getting married to each other. How did you make that work back in the day?
Well, we got a kind of a fast start in 1950, as you say, November 11th, Armistice Day. We had to tell our parents that Rita was pregnant and we were going to get married. And back then, it wasn't real cool to have a girlfriend that was pregnant, and the parents weren't real excited about it, so they wanted to keep it kind of quiet and not have a big show. So they shuttled us off to a little church on the St. Croix River near Lakeland, Minnesota, near Hudson, Wisconsin. And we had a very simple, quiet ceremony. The only people that were there were the priest who officiated. I think his name was Father Callahan. My mother and dad, Jean and Marie, Rita's mother and dad, Nicholas and Anna, and my brother Paul, who stood up for me as best man, and Rita's sister, Fran, who stood up for her as bridesmaid. That was it, just the nine of us. No big show, you know, no.
You know, when you look back, though, I think that is a beautiful wedding, because it wasn't a big show, because our weddings aren't supposed to be big shows. It's supposed to be about the covenant, and you certainly have shown that, you and Rita, in your 70 years of marriage. So congratulations to you. I know that it must have been a tough start, but you have had such an interesting and wonderful life. Tell us about your early years being married.
Well, when we first got married, obviously it was November 1950, and within 2 months, I was a member of the National Guard, and they activated our National Guard unit, and I ended up going to Camp Rucker, Fort Rucker, Alabama, and Fort Benning, Georgia. And Rita moved back in with her mother for a year until I got out of service in 1951, December.
That must have been a tough way to start out your marriage.
Yeah, it was. When I came back, we rented a basement apartment on Maple and 7th Street, and I started my career with the Minnesota Department of Transportation in March of 1952, and if you can believe, I got $209 a month.
Oh,
that's what the pay was.
Oh,
and
dear.
Rita was the backbone of the family. She took care of the children, nurtured them, you know, fed them, clothed them, washed the diapers back then when they were cloth and hung them outside. And all the time I was going to night school to the Dunwoody Industrial School for surveying. I took correspondence courses. Anyway, it took me about 9 years to earn my professional engineer's license, and all the time Rita was basically taking care of the family.
Wow. Well, congratulations to you. That must have been really extra special, knowing how hard it was to achieve that.
Right. It was a good run, and I started out as an engineering aide one on a survey crew, like I say, back in 1952. And I spent 39, almost 40 years working for the department. And the last 8 years of my career, I was assistant commissioner of operations, and there were 5,000 employees in the Department of Transportation at that time, and 3,500 of them were in my operations division.
Boy, so I know that you lived in Hastings for a good part of your life, but you actually, you and Rita and the family moved away for a while. Was that because of your jobs?
That's correct. In 1972, I was a resident engineer, and I got promoted to assistant district engineer, and we moved to Rochester, and we lived in Rochester for 2 years. Rita worked for a interior design company, Orland Ross, at that time, so she had an opportunity to use some of her talents that she had regarding decorating homes and so on. And I was there for 2 years, then got promoted to state maintenance engineer, and we moved back to Hastings, and I spent the rest of my career at the main office on John Ireland Boulevard in the Capital area.
Seems about right, doesn't it?
Right.
When I was younger, I, of course, knew Rita to be a real estate person. She was a realtor. That was pretty cool, wasn't it? Tell us about that.
Yeah, Rita had a very successful career in the real estate business. It was when we came back from Rochester, so it was probably about 1976. And one of the things that she was doing that was to convince me that we should buy the home on Southview, 1281 Southview, which I didn't think was such a smart thing at that time, but it turned out to be the best investment we ever had.
Well, there you go. And you lived there for a long, long time, I know, before you moved into a townhouse, right?
Right. We were at 1281 Southview for 31 years. And that was the period when Rita was doing all the things that a stay-at-home, you know, mother had to do.
Well, I always would walk past that house and know the beautiful gardens. I know that's what the house was known for as well. It was a beautiful, beautiful house. So how many kids do you and Rita have, please?
We have 7 children in a very, very loving, supportive family, and we're very proud of all of them. Our oldest daughter, Victoria, is a retired high school English teacher. She taught school at Emory, Wisconsin. Our son, Denny, that a lot of people know as Representative McNamara, was a very successful landscape contractor, partnership in Hoffman and McNamara Landscaping. And as I say, he spent 14 years in the legislature as a state representative. My son, Kevin, is a master electrician and is living in Maui and is an electrical contractor over there. My son, John, is retired from Rogers Cable Company, which later was acquired by Time Warner. My son Jamie is a master electrician and presently is a business agent for the 1011 Union in St. Paul. You know Kathy, your classmate, who was a successful air traffic controller at the Farmington Control Center for 28 years. And then my youngest daughter, Jan Marie, had a successful career as a physical therapist. And now today she works as a physical therapist part-time at the Stillwater State Prison doing work on the inmates. So we've had a very successful family and we're very proud of them. They're very good people. They've contributed to their families and to their communities.
Mr. McNamara, what do you think are some of the secrets of a 70-year marriage? Are there secrets?
Well, I don't know if there are secrets or not. like all marriages, there's highs and lows, there's valleys and mountains. We've had our good times and bad times. We've had our sad times and glad times. It's been a 70-year journey, and there's definitely been rough spots and potholes in the road. But as long as you are willing to share the blame when things don't go real well, and then enjoy the gain when they are, it all works out. And that's what Rita and I have been doing.
I love that. Share the blame, enjoy the game.
Well, I say we've been doing that for 70 years, and it's been a very enjoyable journey, and we love each other as much today and maybe more than we have for 70 years.
How does love change in 70 years?
Well, you probably don't give it the attention and the appreciation that you should in the early years. But as you grow older and see the successes of your children, you feed off of that, grow from that. And we certainly had a very wonderful and very blessed family.
What do you think the foundation of marriage is?
Well, as I said before, it's not always a smooth ride. You know, there's not always peaches and cream. Once in a while, there's a little sour milk. And then you have to drink that along with the peaches and cream. And as long as you do that, you can make it last. It's been a great ride for us. I've enjoyed it very much, and so has Rita. And as I say, she's been the backbone of it. All the time that I was working and doing time at the National Guard, she was nurturing, teaching, and caring for the children. And she's the one that deserves the maximum credit for the wonderful family that we have.
Well, and that's probably the secret of your marriage right there, is your humbleness. I'm telling you, I think it's a 50-50. It's not 50-50 every day, is it? It's, some days it's 60-40.
And it's important to support your wife and her decisions. And when she has a little disagreement with one of the children, it's important that you side with your spouse and not with the children. And I remember when one of my children was about 17, 18 years old. I don't remember the exact circumstance or the exact issue, but it was something that they thought they should be able to do. Let's just assume that they wanted to stay out past midnight, and Mom said, no, you got to be home. Oh, and they said, Dad, you could give us the okay. And I just said, no, if Mom said you have to be home by midnight, you're going to have to be home by midnight. I said, you're going to be here for maybe another 2-3 years, and then you'll be gone. But I'm going to be with Rita, your mother, for many more years. So I'm siding with her.
You know what? I think that is great advice. I'm taking notes here, just so you know. I don't know that I'll ever make it to 70 years, but I'm certainly taking notes. Do you look at marriages today and you think people might throw the towel in too early?
I do, yes. I don't think they're willing to accept the lows and the downers that are a part of marriage. You can't expect it to always be a smooth ride and always being a lot of highs. You got to be willing to accept the lows. I mean, that's what it says in your marriage vows, right?
Yes.
For better, for worse, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. And we took that very seriously.
You sure did. Of these wonderful 7 children that you have 22 grandchildren and 20 great-grandchildren. That is a beautiful legacy. Congratulations to you. That's just incredible.
Yeah, it's a very wonderful family and a very supportive family. Rita has had frontal temporal dementia for the past 7 years, and this coronavirus that has basically shuttered us here in the house would have been very difficult if it wasn't for the tremendous support and love that our family has shown. My daughter-in-law, my son John's wife, comes here every day at 9 o'clock in the morning, gets Rita up, dresses her, brings her to the kitchen table, feeds her, entertains her. Anyway, it's just a very supportive family without, you know, going into it too deeply. But you know, from your experience with Kathy, that she's a very supportive girl. She just lives across the street from me. She comes over regularly and delivers groceries for us and runs errands for us, but still, you know, practices the social distancing. She doesn't come in the house, and Rita and I haven't been out of the house hardly at all. We don't go to Perkins or to the Beer Shoe like we have in the past, so we've pretty much been hunkered down here in the house, but because of our very loving and supportive family, it's not been too bad.
Well, you do have very loving and supportive children, and your family legacy is, it will go on, and we're just so grateful that you took the time to tell us about your very blessed life. We want to wish you a happy 70th wedding anniversary, and I know your family had a little celebration for you recently. They went all out.
Right. We had a fabulous celebration at the Hastings Public House. It was kind of a celebration to make up for the quiet little subtle start that we had in 1950. So we had a big show with about 35 of our family. Rita was all dressed up in a beautiful blue dress. I had a suit and tie. We both had flowers. We had a presentation by our oldest daughter, Victoria, our oldest son, Denny. We had a slideshow, bagpipe player. It was just a fabulous way to make up for the kind of a slow, subtle start that we had in 1950.
Well, we are so grateful that you told us about your wonderful life story. Thank you so much, Mr. Larry McNamara and Rita McNamara have been married for 70 years on November 11th, 2020. So congratulations to you. Less than 1% of marriages last 70 years. And we are thrilled that you took the time to chat with us today. God bless you both. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Mo, and thank KDWA for giving me this opportunity to share some of the highlights of our 70 years of marriage and the great family that we are so proud of.
You should be. You should be. Thank you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
You gotta give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. You gotta laugh a little, cry a little, before the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. As long as there's the two of you, you've got the world and all its joy.